Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Good morning, it's great to be with you today and to start our Christmas series, Love is Here. Well, how are you getting on with your Christmas shopping? Have you started yet? I'm sure you've probably noticed all those adverts are on our TV at the moment, making us aware of their promotions and their offers to get us into their stores to buy their produce. Well, I'm sure you've maybe seen some of those adverts. In particular, I wonder if you've seen the John Lewis advert. That's the one that we get excited about every year, and a few weeks ago it aired for the first time. And I remember sitting down to watch it and just to see that story unfold. If you haven't seen it, where have you been? But just to remind you today, there's a boy who's sitting on a bus going home from school. And on his way home from school, on that ordinary journey that he went on every single day, he sees in the distance something has crash-landed into the nearby forest. He goes into the woods and he sees a spacecraft has crash-landed, and he encounters this space child. And for the rest of the advert, he explains what Christmas is all about. Shows him the tree, shows him the lights, even teaches him how to build a snowball and throw it at each other. And there's that moment where he hands him the sweet mince pie and the space child begins to eat the pie and the tin foil. And it ends with the space child going away. And the whole film or advert creates that sense of the warm, fuzzy Christmas feels. But I think it ended a little bit too soon, because it missed the whole meaning of Christmas. It didn't tell us anything about what Christmas is really all about. It's all about Jesus. I wonder, are you one of those Christmas shoppers who's last minute and just rushes to get everything at the very last point? Or are you one of those that is so ahead of the game that you hide your gifts and then forget where you've hidden them? And maybe you're getting to that point where you're getting ready to wrap your gifts and you're looking for that present and you can't remember where you've hidden that gift. And in the midst of the searching, you find all these other things that you're not needing right now, but you can't find that gift that you're looking for. Time passes, and when the moment is gone, in a few months' time, I bet you will find that gift when it's too late. You know, every year, we have that danger that in the midst of the busyness and all the stuff that goes with Christmas that we all enjoy, if we're not careful, we can miss the true meaning of Christmas and the hope that God has brought to us. I wonder, what will you find this Christmas? In the Christmas story, we learn how Mary and Joseph are given the news that Mary is going to have a child, and that child is going to be the Son of God. And we can imagine the confusion, disappointment, the struggle that must have been for them to comprehend. And it took an angel to come and to give them this clear instruction. And in the midst of processing all that was going on, the earthly ruler of the time, Caesar Augustus, he issues a decree that everyone in the whole empire has to return to their hometown to register together. In the midst of the confusion, in the midst of processing all that was going on, and beginning to take on the responsibility that God had placed upon them, they have to go somewhere else to register as a family. We pick up the story in Luke chapter 2. And the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 2, verse 1, that in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. In this story, there are two men I want to focus on to begin with. Two men from completely different worlds. Caesar Augustus was the most powerful man on the planet. His hometown was Rome, the eternal city, the city of seven hills. His empire was won in battle, ruled by fear, and its strength was in its numbers. And then we hear of a man by the name of Joseph. Joseph was a good man. He was a trusted man. He was God's man. His hometown was Bethlehem. Bethlehem, the town of David. And in this story, we see that Joseph has to return to Bethlehem, a quite insignificant place in comparison to Rome, but very significant in God's plan. See, Joseph is God's man. He is trusted to be the earthly father of God's own son, Jesus. And in doing so, he fulfills the promise that God had made to David that he would have an everlasting kingdom, far greater than the Roman Empire. An everlasting kingdom that is not of this world, a kingdom which is of heaven, the kingdom of God. And when Jesus is born in this world, it's the moment when God puts on flesh and the kingdom of God is here on earth. And Joseph was the man that God used to bring and fulfill that prophecy, which we find in Micah chapter 5. But God also used Caesar Augustus to get this family to the right place at the right time. So on that first Christmas, when they went home for Christmas, they went to Bethlehem. Bethlehem, that place where Jesus was to be born at the right time. That's what Paul tells us in Galatians, that when the time had fully come, that Jesus was born at the right place and the right time. In our home recently, Deborah and I have been getting ready to welcome a new baby that is coming very shortly, just in a couple of weeks' time. And we've been busy just getting the home ready. We've been making sure we've got all the right clothes, all the right equipment, all the stuff that we need for this child. Moses' basket is laid out waiting for the baby to be placed in it. We can't wait until that day when the child is born and we return home as a family and we get to be in the warmth and the love of our family. But on this first Christmas, it was so different. When Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem, Joseph's hometown, there's no welcome parties. There was no, sorry, we've missed you. There was no celebratory banners and flags out for them coming home. When they came home, they didn't find open doors. They only found closed doors. And when they returned home in that busy town, did anyone even notice that they were there? And it came to that moment where Mary knew this baby is about to be born. And finally someone welcomed them into a part of their home that was kept for their animals. Just think how different that is from the picture that I've painted of our home, which is ready to receive a new baby. But for Jesus, he was born in the part of the home that was kept for the animals. Think about that. In the midst of all that was going on, the animals, the straw, the noise, this is where Jesus is born. In the mess, in the midst of all that stuff, Jesus is born there. A million miles from Caesar's palace. It couldn't have been further away. No grandeur, no prestige, no palace setting, but a manger in a part of the room that was kept for the animals. I wonder, when we look at this scene today, what do you see? Do you see the animals, the straw on the ground, stars in the sky? And then there's this young girl with a baby in her arms, Jesus. It's said that the hinge of history is on a stable door in Bethlehem. This is the moment when everything changes. This is the moment when Jesus is born, the Savior of the world. And in the midst of that busy town and all that was happening, that's the moment when love arrives here on earth. Not any earthly human love, but perfect divine love, which we see completely in Jesus. I wonder this Christmas as you return home. We don't need to go to Bethlehem. You don't even need to go to your place of birth. We can return to our hearts. As we look into our hearts today, I wonder, what will you find? Is Jesus there? Is love there? Is that where Jesus resides today in your heart? See, we can all go home for Christmas. We don't have to travel far. We just need to look within ourselves. And this Christmas, we can hear good news. You see, on that night when Jesus is born, it was an ordinary night. Shepherds are looking after the flocks of sheep. But an extraordinary event took place. That's when God came and dwelt on the earth. And to get that message across, something extraordinary occurred. The Bible tells us in that same chapter, Luke chapter 2, and we read from verse 8, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I will bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger." You couldn't miss this scene. So that everyone could know what had happened, something extraordinary occurred. The Bible tells us that the angel appeared. and proclaimed a great message loud and clear. And a heavenly host came and filled the sky. Could you just picture the beaming light? You couldn't miss this, and you couldn't miss the message. God has come. Love is here. And the message that came that day was loud and clear. God doesn't need us. He wants us. It's one thing to be needed, but it's something so much more meaningful to be wanted. See, here we hear good news. It was good news that will bring great joy to all the people. First of all, it's personal. The angel said, I've got great news for you. And in this moment, that the angels appear to the shepherds, not to the palace and the people of power. They come to the lowly shepherds. And it's a clear signal that Jesus came for each and every one of us. He came for you. It is positive because it's good news. It is good news that when Jesus came, he brought love, he brought life, he brought forgiveness, he brought hope, he brought grace and mercy, he brought an abundant life and eternal life for us all. And it is for all, that for all the people, that no one is excluded, everyone is included. The offer is for us all. Salvation is available for us all. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Jesus came to earth to bring salvation to each and every one of us. Love is here. The passage says that they hurried off, the shepherds, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. See, in that first Christmas, the shepherds found Jesus. When they entered into that room, this was the most extraordinary thing they'd seen all night. They saw the face of God. In that moment, they saw love in its clearest expression. See, in that moment, they saw God. The Bible tells us that God is love. Love is here. And in that moment, fear was gone. Shame was gone. Guilt was gone. And perfect love was right there in front of them. Shepherds found Jesus, and they found the love that they had craved for. I wonder, as we look at this Christmas, 2021 years later, what will you find this Christmas? In the midst of the busyness and the excitement and the fun, all things that we enjoy, let's not miss what it's all about. It's all about Jesus. The Savior is born. Can I ask you today, is he your Savior? Can you look to a moment in your life where you had that realization that you needed Jesus and that he wants you? If you're watching me today and you say, Daniel, I know I need Jesus in my life. I'm totally aware of that emptiness and that sense of longing that's never satisfied. You maybe feel guilt. You maybe feel shame. You maybe embarrassed things and choices that you've made and things that you've done. The good news is that Jesus came to deliver you and to set you free, and to give you a new life. If you're watching me right now, can I just lead you in this prayer of commitment? This could be the first time that you pray this prayer, or maybe you're using this as a moment to make a fresh commitment. You've maybe drifted off and maybe made choices that are not pleasing to God, and you want to make this a moment, a defining moment that you look to make a fresh commitment. Then just pray these words after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you came into this world, that you died upon the cross, you took my sin. I ask you to forgive my sin. Make me into a new person with the power of your Spirit. I confess you are my Lord. Help me to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer right now, can you please let us know? Connect with us so that we can help you on your journey. And in everything that's going on over these next few weeks, let's be sure that we remember what it's all about. That good news which is personal, or which is positive and for all people. Come home this Christmas. Come home to Jesus and make him your Lord and Savior.